Pop Topic. Welcome to the next draft on Pop Topic. For this draft, we are going to be discussing all things United States of America. In honor of the upcoming film Civil War, we're going to have our own Civil War of sorts by drafting films from different regions around the USA. And to help draft all things America, we have someone that is from Canada. And that is our co-host, Tristan. How are you doing today?
Doing great, doing great. Glad to be drafting movies about places I've never been to. It's good.
That's right. So, you know, Tristan and I, two Canadians trying to draft all things America. So, we might have someone here that has a home field advantage. An American blood is competing for this draft. We have Andrea once again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Even though I'm American, I don't know if I have a leg up on you guys, but we'll see.
Yeah. We'll be interested to see what Andrew's picks are. She was trying to ask me where I would put Inside Out for this draft, and I told her I would put it nowhere on the draft, so, you know.
I would put it in West, for sure.
So
you'd put it in what?
In West. Most of the movie takes place in San Francisco.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I told her it took place in San Francisco, but, most of the film takes place in a child's mind, so I don't really know where that's going to fall in on the list here. She saw the ad for Inside Out 2 a few days ago. The first time she ever heard that Inside Out 2 was a thing, she thought this was brand new information. She was freaking out. She's like, Quentin, they announced Inside Out 2. It's coming out in a few months. And I was like, yeah, that's definitely not new information. All she talks about is Inside Out right now. She's on an Inside Out high right now.
Very excited for it.
Yeah. Are you pumped for Inside Out 2, Trist?
I want to be excited for it, but I don't know if I am. The fact that they didn't bring back like the original voice cast from the first movie feels like a bad omen.
A half, you know? They still have.
Yeah, but why did they lose the other half? They were just too cheap to pay what they wanted. And, like, Disney has the money, you know? That feels like a... But they just don't care enough about this movie.
That is fair. You know, well, Bill Hader's gotten a little bigger since the first Inside Out, you know? That's like double the paycheck.
Yeah. Well, no, that's, I agree. Both of them, because it's Mindy Kaling's the other one didn't come back, right?
Yeah.
They've both gone a lot bigger since the original one, but so has Disney.
You're right. I'm sure the budget's still going to be astronomically large, so I'm sure they could have afforded
it. It's still going to be a stupid budget, absolutely.
Yeah. But you know what else is large? America, all right? Supersize, all right? We're here to talk all things the U.S. of A.
America!
That's right. I know Andrea had a tough time finding movies, just because there's so many, you know? We could not have done a Civil War draft for Canada, because there's very few movies that take place in Canada. But, the USA has so many movies.
I did find one. I wanted to do The Land Before Time, haha. I wanted to do Homeward Bound, and I was like, it was shot in Canada. And I was like, oh my god, cool.
Well, it doesn't matter where they're shot, right? Only where they're located.
I know. I keep telling Andrew that. She keeps
confused. I honestly keep getting so confused. So
it's... And a lot of movies on my list are filmed in, like, Vancouver and Quebec, but they all take place in, you know, various states across the U.S.
Wait, hold on. You have movies filmed in Quebec? Name me two movies filmed in Quebec.
I'm not going to name them because you're going to take them from me. I hate giving them up.
Dang.
Good try.
I thought I could have snuck that in there. Got some early Tristan picks here.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter where it's filmed. It's just, to let the audience in on the Civil War draft. This is probably the most confusing draft we're going to be doing, just because, regions are probably a bit arbitrary, so we'll try and...
They completely are.
Yeah, walk people through it.
I wanted to know, whenever we're, like, doing our movie, are we going to say, like, what, where the setting was for it? Like, do you want us to say that?
Yeah, you can talk about
it. If it's obvious and everyone knows it takes place in New York City, you probably don't have to mention that, you know, Made in Manhattan takes place in New York City. But if it's a state that no one really knows where that movie's going to take place, then yeah, you should probably just mention.
This is also a podcast, you know? I don't think it hurts to actually talk about the movie you're picking. So I don't think there's an issue with you.
That's completely fair, yeah. Just want to make sure I'm following the outline.
Yeah. For the Civil War draft, we have 8 regions. And every region is going to be, you know, embodying a group of states. Working from mostly the west side towards the east, we have the Far West region, which is, you know, California, Nevada, Washington, D.C., those states all the way on the west border. We then have the Rocky Mountain region, which is Montana, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, you know, the states no one's ever heard of or cares. Then we have Southwest, Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, that group down there by the south. We then have the Plains, you know, the one where you have your cousins in the middle of butt fucking nowhere, like Andrew's family, you know, Kansas,
wow.
North, South Dakota, Missouri.
I have no She's one not in the Plains. Plane, it's That's farther. True. Oh yeah. My God.
And then where Andrew's family actually lives, the Great Lakes region, which is going to be Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan. We then have the Southeast region, Florida, Kentucky, Alabama, you know, Louisiana, you know, down there where most of the tourists like to go.
It's the Southwest Florida.
And then the final two ones we have on the very east side of the border. So we have the Mideast, which is like New York, New Jersey. And then New England is the final region, which would be Maine, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, you know, the regions kind of close to where we are up in Canada. So we maybe have a bit more of a understanding
you
of the New England
states. You guys are nowhere near New England, Quentin. You guys are pretty far away from New England.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'm pretty close to Montana. Close to New England.
We are close to Montana. That's where we drove to for the border.
Yeah, see? So those are all the regions for the Civil War draft. We're going to be picking films that aren't filmed at the locations, like Andrew might think. And we're not drafting films from Pixar's children's minds, like Inside Out. But we're going to be drafting movies that are going to embody or take place or relatively represent a state or region of the states. And I guess my way of drafting, I don't know how you two are doing it, but I'm going to be drafting movies where when you watch that movie, you instantly get, okay, I get a vibe of like what this area in the states is like. You know, you don't even have to visit the place. You can just watch this movie and get a feel for what that area in the United States is like. You know, that's my way of drafting it. You know, there's definitely no rules you have to go along with, but you know, that is going to be our draft for the Civil War. Any other things you guys wanted to point out or add?
No, I'm good to go. I'm ready to win.
Yeah, I'm probably ready to win.
What happened last draft?
That's right. So last draft, we had the cinematography draft. And, you know, to remind everybody, because it's been about a month and a half, or I guess it's been about a month since we dropped it, the cinematography draft had 9 categories. Andrea had 2 wins. She got best winner and worst winner. So, you know, when it comes to the winners for the cinematography Oscars, Andrea's good at picking them because she got both of those. Tristan had, I believe, 4. He tied with worst winner with Andrea, and he also had classic action and best black and white cinematography. And I had 4 winners as well. I had best nominee, worst nominee, modern, and drama. And, you know, to the surprise of me, because...
if there's 9 categories, how can you have 4, I have 4, and Andrew have 2?
You and Andrew both tied for worst winner. So you guys both got a point for that. So, good quick math there, though, Tristan. You know, that's where the numbers got.
You know, I'm fine.
Yeah, can't get one past Tristan here. I do love how I won best nominee, which means Grand Budapest Hotel beat The Dark Knight, probably the biggest upset of the whole draft.
The Dark Knight lost? That's so sad. You guys suck. How can The Dark Knight lose?
That's amazing. And then another thing I want to mention, Blade Runner 2049 has now won 3 of its draft placements in a row. It's been in 3 drafts. It's won every vote for it. So, you know, the audience loves Blade Runner 2049.
Wait, what region of the U.S. does that movie take place in?
I know, right? That's what I was thinking. Let me figure that out.
Yeah, I believe it takes place in...
Florida.
Yeah, I think so.
Florida. That's a good guess.
And then also, I wanted to mention that... I'm trying to remember which category it was in. It was in Classic. Apocalypse Now beat out Schindler's List. This is the first time Schindler's List has lost a draft pick. So
I wouldn't add Apocalypse Now, right?
Yeah, so yeah. So I had an upset with Grand Budapest. You had an upset with Apocalypse Now, because Schindler's List has always steamrolled this competition, but not against Apocalypse Now, all right? That one's the real winner.
Wow, what are the only two that I had that won?
Best winner and worst winner, Dune and Gandhi.
Oh, I see.
Dune, yeah, that's a good pick.
Good pick, good pick.
And that was timely with Dune 2 being out right around the same time.
So, since Tristan and I both tied...
Actually, I'm just going to give my points to Tristan so he can win, okay? I'll take 0 points, can we Tristan. Do that?
No, we can't do that, but since Tristan and I both tied, we have the tiebreaker. So for the tiebreaker for Tristan and I, since we tied, it goes down to who had the best overall draft. Tristan won 38% of the votes, and I won 23% of the votes. So that means by a pretty decent margin, Tristan won an extra 15%.
Wait,
but Andrew would have had the highest percent.
Did I have the highest? Won that as
well? No, you tied with Tristan with 38%.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Andrew had way of a higher percentage than even I did, and I had twice as many of mine picked over her. So people just loved Dune, Andrea. I think that's what we got. They saw Dune and they're like, absolutely. She won the whole draft. She
I've
got
never
Dune.
Even seen it.
You've seen Dune.
Have I?
Yeah, you just didn't see Dune 2.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right. I'm so dumb.
So there we go. You know, we were saying Tristan. This is the year of Tristan.
Finally got a win here, guys. Yeah. So I have 2 wins total now.
Yeah, 2 wins total. Yeah. Yeah, don't tell him play.
What's the overall score?
I don't have... I have that in a different document. I forget where it was. I will give you the update for that next podcast, Tristan.
Sounds good. Well, I'll have 3 wins next podcast.
That's right. That's right. After we win the Civil War draft. So, I'm going to randomize the order for the Civil War draft here. Andrew, is there a certain position that you were looking for the Civil War draft?
Yeah, I'll take first.
Yeah, I think this is one where I'm wanting first, too. I think first is a good spot.
Yeah. I do not feel good about this one at all. It's going to be rough.
Yeah, I was telling Andrew this before we started the podcast. I don't care which one I get. I feel like this is the one where I feel the most neutral on. I feel like every single category has 2 or 3 solid ones. I don't think there's any guarantees.
One region I think is just dead. There is one movie in the whole region. I hope I
really?
I think so. I could be wrong. I might have missed a big movie or something.
Every region I have 2 I feel pretty good about. So I honestly I don't want first at all, you know? Like, I feel like I don't have a heavy winner here for any of them. I feel like, let's get to it, I guess. So, for the order of the draft, it is going to be... Wow, I feel like this is the same order we always do. Tristan is first. Yep. I am second, and Andrea is third. I feel like I'm always in the middle. In the last, 5 drafts.
Good, I get to go first. Yeah, I find Quentin's always in the middle, which middle is a good spot to be.
Terrible placement for me.
I was kind of wanting third this draft. You know, I feel like third's always in a bad spot, but I feel like for this one, I feel like it's not too bad.
All right, so the one spot I thought had no freaking movies at all in it was the Plains, or the Mideast, whatever you want to call it.
What?
I figured there's one movie in that whole region. I was surprised. I thought that region would have a lot more. And I kept looking. None of the movies I thought were in there.
Huh.
They're all to the east or west of it. So I'm going to go with Fargo.
Fargo's a solid.
Fargo's really the one movie from that region that I think most people know and will know is from that region as well.
Yeah, Fargo's the one I was going to obviously pick for it if I got 2 Plains. But I still don't know if it would have been my first pick because I just feel like I don't know. I have a lot from Plains.
I don't. I have hardly any. That was one I told you I was struggling with.
I do have 2 others, but they're both, I think, like, clearly weaker than Park. I do have other options, but they wouldn't win.
Yeah, I have 2 others that I feel pretty good about. I don't think they're going to beat Fargo, but I still feel like when you're looking at the overall board, like, it could still give me some votes of, like, who had the best overall draft. Like, I feel like overall, there's still good picks for the
That's
Plains
fair.
Region.
That's fair.
So it's my pick now. I'm going to pick in the one category that I'm not going to say it's a lock, but I'm going to say it's the only region that I feel like is drawing dead. As in, like, there's very few movies here, and I kind of made a joke about it because nobody fucking goes to any of these states and nobody knows anything about the Rocky Mountains.
God.
And I'm going to pick a movie that has the word mountain in the title. Give me Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, I knew Quido was taking that one.
Oh. That one wasn't popping up for me for that reason. That's interesting. My turn?
Yeah, so Andrea, you get 2 picks this round.
All right. Sorry, give me just a moment. I'm still kind of deciding what I want to do.
And just trying to figure out where she wants to put Inside Out.
Yeah.
Honestly, just because I'm kind of worried about it, and I know Quentin's already went there, I want to go ahead and pick in the Rocky Mountains as well. Because I'm kind of worried about that category. So I'm going to go ahead and pick one that I know that was at least nominated for Best Cinematography, and I'm going to go with Arrival.
Arrival?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my pick as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It said Montana.
Yeah, it was Montana area. I just think it was nominated, so people did appreciate the cinematography.
But that was one of the ones filmed in Quebec, I'm pretty sure.
Oh! I love that.
Was it really? I didn't know that.
I love that.
Well, I think, and Denis Villeneuve's the director of that one, isn't he?
To be fair, that does make sense, since it's Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. That's the director.
Was Blade Runner 2049 filmed in Quebec?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I went to Quebec recently. I don't remember seeing a giant woman in neon lights, but I'll keep an eye out next time.
All right.
See, I didn't even have Arrival in my 3 for Rocky Mountain. I know it was filmed there, but I guess my way of drafting is, like, when you watch Arrival, I feel like you don't really get, like, a clear understanding of, like, oh, yes, this is what Montana is like. You know, I feel like it's kind of just about the aliens, you know? I feel you don't really get a feel for the state.
Once again, I told you I struggled with this.
No, it's just the way you draft it, you know?
I tried, but honestly, all the ones I had for Rocky Mountain, like, I don't know. I just didn't really feel like it fit, so I don't know. All right, and then the next one I'm going to go with. I am... You know, I'm going to go ahead and just do the Great Lakes area. I just want to go ahead. I just want to snag this one because I feel like everyone else should want to snag this one. And I'm going to go with Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Wait, where?
The Great Lakes.
For the Great Lakes.
Great Lakes.
Yeah. Because I believe that one was out of New York. Or wait, what was that one out of? 1 second. Maybe I put it in the wrong area.
No. This was going to be my next pick. When it got to me, I was going to pick this one.
I mean,
this is a great pick.
They have the big scene with the Macy's Day Parade or whatever parade that is. I'm not sure if it's that one or not, but it has a lot of like historical value. I feel like in it as well.
Yeah, the whole movie is about Ferris just seeing the city and just appreciating life in the Great Lakes. You know, like that's literally the whole plot of the film. So yeah, I feel like that was gonna be my next pick. It sounded like Tristan wasn't gonna go for it, but I was gonna snake it from Tristan if I could.
I was not gonna go for it.
Yeah, so looks like I was overthinking it there, but that was literally gonna be my next pick. So now I gotta try and rethink my next choice here.
Good.
So now it's on to me, and I was literally just about to pick Ferris Bueller's Day Off, so now I kind of have to think on the fly on what my next choice is. And I am going to go for one of the big boys, you know? I feel like there's the Far West, the Southeast, and the Mideast. I feel like Florida, New York, and Hollywood, California. I feel like those three regions are going to be big ones that no one's touched yet. And I'm going to go for the Mideast and not necessarily go for New York specifically, but I'm going to choose one of the most Mideast films ever. Give me Rocky.
Yeah, that was on my list.
Is that on my list?
Rocky's a classic.
Rocky's a classic. That it is.
Good pick.
And like with the stairs and the statue, like it's just that film really, every time you visit that state, or I guess specifically that city, like if you think of Rocky, so the association with it is great.
I get 2 now, eh?
Tristan gets 2 picks now.
I'm going to go for two categories not yet touched. I'm going to go for the South. I'll take the Truman Show.
For which one?
The South, or Southeast, I guess, on that Southeast. Was there. That's set in Florida.
Let's go. That was on my list. I love the Truman Show. So good.
I love the Truman Show, too, but it doesn't feel like Florida, you know? You want to have the Florida vibe, all right? I'll show you the Florida vibe.
Are you going to be picking the Florida Project? Because that's the Florida vibe. But no one knows that movie, so I'm not picking it.
That's number four on my list. Or are you going
to take my second place, in case someone took this one from me, and that's Barbara Starr, Go to Vista Del Mar. Very much Florida.
Wait, hold on. That was not on my list, but I'm adding it. That's a great, great idea. I might pick.
What is it?
Barb and Star. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you're right.
That was not on my list, but that's a good one.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn. I like that a lot. That might be my pick, actually. I had four other choices, but maybe I'll pick Barb and Star.
The freaking great thing.
Like, yeah. Take it from you.
We should rewatch that movie. That's a good movie.
It was funny. It was really funny. Good.
Man, that's a classic.
Yeah, that movie goes so hard. I love it.
Best comedy of the last 5 years.
It's the one I've seen it so many times I still laugh.
Oh really? I've only seen it once, but man.
Well, I've seen it at least 3 or 4 times. I love it. I will pick for my next section. I'm going to go from New England, and I'm going to take a movie from Maine, and that's Shawshank Redemption.
Ah, okay.
Nice.
All right, back to you, Quentin.
Back to me. Both of your picks were not even on my list, so I feel like I really didn't spend that much time looking at it, because...
I didn't think they would be on your list, because neither one of them are really, like, about the region too much. They're just sort of...
Yeah, that's true. You guys kind of know what I'm going to go for, because I'm trying to go off, like, you know, vibe of that region, you know? And for my next pick, does Andre have this category yet? No. So I'm going to go for Southwest. Because, spoiler, Southwest Oz is the only one that I only have two picks for. Because I only know of two movies from that region, so I was banking on nobody picking them, and no one's picked one yet, so I still have both my options here. But I'm going to pick the movie that, once again, going for what I'm feeling, is the most representative of this region. When you watch this movie, it oozes Texas and real South and real, you know, plainsy.
You're going to pick my movie, fucker.
Give me Twister.
I know exactly what you're Twister?
Whoa, that's not what I thought he was picking either. Wow.
Yeah.
That was on my list, though.
I looked up to see where Twister took place, realized it took place in the Southwest, went, there's better movies in that area, so I didn't even write it down. that was my thought on Twister.
Love it.
The setting is very much Southwest, but the movie itself is just not very good. That's where it falls. No,
it's a terrible movie. I rewatched it recently. Oh, Andrew made that face because she loves it. I'm sorry.
You don't like it.
Terrible is a strong word. It's just not. It's not.
I would call it terrible. But
yeah,
it's
aged poorly. It's just not.
It's aged poorly.
Yeah, the plot's really bad. The characters are pretty one dimensional. The CGI is not. You know, has not aged well. It's actually insane how much money this movie made, though. Did you realize how huge it was?
Oh, I know it was a huge hit. Yeah. It was like kind of like the Avatar of the time. The plot's only whatever, and the characters no one cares about, but the special effects are so amazing. Everyone ran out and saw it on the big screen. But unlike Avatar, it just aged terribly.
Yeah. But you know, this might be a timely pick, because the new Twister movie's coming out in about 2.5 months, so, you know.
Oh, is that soon, eh? I don't know if it's coming out that soon.
Yeah? Do you know who's the lead in it?
Well, it's coming out in 2 months, and I've heard nothing about it. So, no, I don't even know who the lead is. It's coming out soon.
Well, maybe it's like three months or something. It's coming out in June, so. June or July.
2 months, yeah. That's 2 or 3, I guess.
So, in about 2 months. Glenn Powell's the lead, though.
Oh, that's interesting.
Our boy Glenn Powell, so.
I like Glenn Powell.
No, like, I'm hating on this movie, but no joke, I'm kind of excited for it. And have you seen the trailer? I guess you don't watch trailers, so probably not.
No, I think I only saw like a real teaser trailer once in the theaters.
Yeah.
Super short one.
Yeah, the movie looks ridiculous. It looks insane. So it looks like it's still kind of keeping the style of the original, which is fun. So, you know, it might be a fun time. I love my boy Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be good. But yeah, that's my pick, Twisters. I'm curious to see what you guys thought my pick was going to be. I guess we'll get to that when you guys eventually pick it. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now for Twister. All right, Andrew, you get two picks again.
I think Andrew's about to pick it right now, Quentin.
Yeah, I might as well just go ahead and pick it. Because I think that me and Tristan are thinking on the same wavelength, but I could totally be wrong. I'll just go ahead and do the South. And I'm going to go, the Southwest. And I'm going to go ahead and do No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought he was going to pick.
Yeah.
I didn't even have that on my list.
Wow, really?
That one also, that shows the Southwest pretty well.
That's fill.
No,
yeah,
that's actually
sure.
A really good one. Honestly, I should have picked it. I didn't even have that on my list. See, this is what happens when I only look for stuff for 10 minutes. I get like one or two, I'm like, yeah, good enough. And I call it a day. Yeah, I literally didn't even have that on my list, but that represents the South pretty well, actually. It does kind of give that country style. Yeah, that's a good one. My only other pick for Southwest was another Coen Brothers movie. Do you have another Coen Brothers pick?
No, but was it A Serious Man?
No, it's going to be Simple Blood.
No. Well, Serious Man was another one that was from the Southwest, but I was thinking of, it literally has one of the states in the name, Raisin, Arizona, you know?
Right, of course.
Yeah. So that was my second option, Twister of Raising Arizona.
I have three options written down. Only one of them, No Country for Old Men. I still have two more, but I don't have to pick it to the very end now because you guys can't even take the other two movies.
Exactly.
You wanted.
Yeah, that's the interesting part of this draft is you can't steal other people's picks in different categories. You're really only...
Unless it's a movie that does take place and it gets more than one spot, right? Yeah,
but if that's the case, it's not probably going to be a good pick for either of them. You know?
That's fair.
If you're picking a road trip movie as representative of New York, then you probably are not going to do too well.
All right. Oh, sorry. So, yeah, I have one more pick now. So I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to do New England. And I'm going to go with a movie that had a lot of buzz a couple of years ago. I think it has obviously, I thought the cinematography was good. Like, I know it wasn't probably the best thing in the movie. But I think it gave a good representation of the New England area. And I'm going to go with Coda.
Oh,
Coda,
yeah.
The New England?
Yeah.
I like that.
Why not?
No, I like that a lot. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's no Shawshank Redemption, but it's a good pick. You know?
That's true. Had to go with something, so, yeah.
All right. So... for my pick, I guess I'm going to go for Far West because no one's picked it yet. The only issue is I have three absolute banger picks. Like,
wow.
I love all of these picks. And so I don't know which one's going to win. I don't know which one represents the Far West the best. I'm between two. One of them is representation of the Far West in the... you know, the history of the Far West, and one is like more of a modern representation. I'm trying to think of which one would do best on a draft. I am going to go for the history. When you're going to think of the Far West, you think of the glory days. You think of what it once was, the beauty of Hollywood. So I'm going to do Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
You should have gone off the mono one. That one sucked.
Well, hey, Tristan, you get two picks now. You know, you can pick the good one.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think any of my picks in the West were on your list, but I could be wrong.
I don't think mine were either.
I don't think any of my picks are on any of your guys' lists. I'm just beating to the beat of my own drum here. You know,
you really are.
Yeah. I mean, I have Rock on my list. That was a good one.
No, thank you. You know, I'll take the one good one. Was Brokeback Mountain on your list?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's because there's like two movies set in the Rocky Mountain. You guys got them both. Done.
Oh, really?
I have one more written. Actually, I have two more written now, but neither one of them are very good. So what is like no one taken yet so far?
Everyone has at least one in each now.
Yeah, the only ones that you guys... yeah. Okay, I'll go with Mideast. And I'm going to go with The Godfather.
Nice.
That one's not too bad.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good pick there.
Especially this late to the draft. That's a good pick.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. To get the Godfather, what, round 4 or 5?
Yeah, exactly. That's a
pretty good pickup.
Yeah.
I'll take it. And now into the West. I have 3 movies written down for the West.
Name them all, Coward.
None of which are
concerned. Name them all. Did you say Coward?
Yeah.
I think one of them is the one Quentin had for his modern day one that he chose not to pick.
You should pick it.
Confident.
Let's see.
I don't know. But the other one's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... Wait, hold on. You're not picking Superbad, are you?
That's written down. That's
cool. Oh, my God.
Don't pick that.
I'm dead.
Does it represent the Far West?
Yes, do it.
I disagree completely. It very much covers...
I guess it's actually not terrible. Yeah, it's better than Inside Out.
The other one I'm written down is an animated movie. I'm not Inside Out. What to do? Yeah. All right, I'll take La La Land.
Yeah, La La Land. Yeah. That was the one I was between. Man, I probably.
I knew it was La La Land. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't put that one down, but I saw it.
I'm sure we've all seen La La Land.
No, but it was on my list. I mean, like, okay. That's what I mean when I put it down.
Yeah, I probably should have done La La Land. That one's a good one. It's funny because that's the one I actually had starred, but just because it had the word Hollywood in it, you know, I tricked myself in the last minute. La La Land's a good pick, especially fifth.
La La Land with LA in it twice, right? That's, you know, LA.
That's true. So good you guys say it twice. I'm going to go for Planes. You know, Fargo has sat there by itself for quite some time. Probably because it's going to be uncontested. It's going to be the obvious winner here. Because Fargo's fucking awesome. You know, it's one of the best.
And it's the only movie from that area.
But there's two other movies for me here. All right, I don't know why Andrew's freaking out. Like, there's two very obvious movies here for me that represent the Planes very well. One is from, you know, the classic era of film, and one came out in the last 10 years. So once again, kind of at odds with the Far West here, you know, similar to La La Land, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you know, about representing the history of the region or the modern times of the region. And I'm going to go for modern. You know, I screwed up La La Land. I'll keep the modern for this time around. And I'm also going to do it because it's got a little theme with Fargo, and our girl Frances McDormand is in both of them.
Yeah.
So give me 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Missouri's in the title, guys. Come on.
Oh, I completely forgot. Oh,
I literally said I was going to pick that one. Oh, my God. You're so annoying.
That was a good pick.
But there's so many good plane picks,
no,
Andrew.
No, not.
I'll give you my third one. Do you want one?
My other two both sucked.
I'll give it to you for free, Andrew.
No, this is not. What is it?
Wizard of Oz.
But does that count? That's on my list, but does that actually count? Because it's not, like, the actual
I didn't even think of that movie, so it wasn't on my list, but I would count it. But, like, I can give you one of my other picks, too, Andrew. It's even better. All right?
Sure.
Superbad.
I got the Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks.
Actually, that's not a bad pick. That's actually pretty good. Sorry for laughing.
Love
that is a good
pick. Yes. Thank you.
No problem.
Alright.
I foolishly assumed it took place in Anaheim, you know, because of the ducks, but it doesn't.
You would think.
Right?
I wasn't sure where it took place, honestly.
Alright, well, you got 2 great picks, Andrea, for the Plains region. Are you going to pick the Plains region, or are you going to go for a different region?
Well, you guys both have it in there now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. You might have to go there last.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, what do I even have left? The Far West.
The only one that's not doubled up is Southeast.
The only one is Southeast? Okay, let's see what I have in Southeast. Okay, for Southeast, I have, like, a ton of picks for it, but I'm going to go with the one that I thought represented it really well. I know it also got a cinematography win as well, and I'm going to go with Moonlight.
I was really thought she's going to say Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. Especially when she mentioned
that. Do you think they got a cinematography win?
Yeah, it should have.
Moonlight
also got a best picture win, by the way. It wasn't just cinematography.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you got the best cinematography win, but I'll take Angel's word for it.
Sorry, no, not the win. It was nominated. Oh, no, sorry, I misspoke.
I probably misheard.
But yeah, no, I really liked it. Like, just the cinematography was so awesome in it. And I feel like it did showcase a lot of Florida as well in it. So, yeah. That's what I'm going with.
I have 5 picks for Southeast, and you guys picked none of them.
Yeah, well, we put good movies down, Quentin.
That's true. Well, hey, to be fair, 1 of my 5 is now Barb and Star. I wrote that down, so that's 1 of my 5.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
one. Did you have...
Could you imagine if I picked Barb and
did
Star?
Did you have The Birdcage?
No.
That was a great movie, too.
Good movie, but I don't think that represents the Southeast.
It does.
All right, Andrew. You have a second pick here, and you have only 3 regions left. You have the Far West, you know, competing against La La Land and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. 2 very good picks, right, Trist?
Yeah, well, you know, one's good.
Wow.
You then got Planes, you know. Is Frances McDormand in another Planes region film?
Where's Nomadland set?
Yeah, that's true. Let's get the 3 Frances McDormand wins.
I actually did think about it, but I'm confused because it says it was in Nebraska and Nevada, so it hits 2 different areas.
Well, yeah, she moves around. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But yeah.
She is a nomad.
That's right.
I would count it. Nebraska's in the Plains. I think most of the movies.
I would count it just so we can get the 3 yes. Frances McDormand winners side
Which
by side.
Which would be hilarious.
Yeah. And yeah. Then you have the Mideast, you know? So he's just literally competing against Fargo, La La Land, and Rocky. You know, you're competing some That's against, right. Yeah, you got some heavy hitters left.
That's right. Sorry, I want to look and see what you guys have for New England. Or wait, no, I have New England. Just kidding. Mideast.
Honestly, don't want to sound rude, but you're not winning any of these 3, so just pick your favorites.
We have Rocky and Godfather Mideast, so good luck.
Put Inside Out in one of them, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little tough one to start into.
Do it for the meme. Put Inside Out in Far West.
Wow. All right, I'll just do the West, the Far West.
Oh, yeah?
And what were you wanting me to put there?
Just put Inside Out.
No.
Full circle.
I'm going to go with Boogie Nights.
No! Let's go.
Should have gone with Super Bad.
Because
that was my
Boogie
third
Nights,
pick. Yeah.
This Boogie is the Nights is very representative of yes. like the culture in that area, I thought, and I really loved it.
Do you look at my
I've
list?
Never seen Boogie Nights, I gotta see that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like
by who was it by Paul
Thomas Anderson? Anderson, yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. The 3 we have for Far West, those were my 3. That's what I had. All we right. fucking killed it, guys. That was a good one.
Wow. And then let's go ahead and let's just do Mideast.
Well, you already had 4. Isn't it Quentin's turn?
Yeah, Andrew.
Oh, did I already pick?
Yeah, Andrew's about to
pick. You did Moonlight and Boogie Night, I think.
Yeah, Andrew just did. Yeah,
my bad. I'm just going to keep going until yeah. I'm done.
Yeah, Andrew's just going to finish her list.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for letting me go, Andrea.
You're welcome.
All right, so back to my picks, baby. We got... I have the Great Lakes, Southeast, and New England left. So I guess I theoretically should do Great Lakes, because that's the only one Tristan can compete with. So technically I should pick it. But aside from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I do think that was a solid pick, because I got nothing. There's only 2 other movies for the Great Lakes that I thought actually represented the area. I'll just say... the one that I'm not going to pick, because I know Tristan's not going to pick it because he's never seen it, but it is one of the greatest movies of all time. It's in my top 10 list. The Sting, one of the greatest movies ever made. Absolutely incredible, but it's from over 50 years ago, so no one's actually seen it, and no one would pick it, so I'm not actually going to choose it. It was going to be my backup if Tristan picked my second pick, but since I'm going to get to it before him, I'm just going to take this one. It's not beating Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but give me... a different iconic guy. Give me Wayne in Wayne's World.
Really? Okay. I didn't have that one written down at all.
Yeah, I don't have much for Great Lakes, so, you know.
I had 3 written down, none of which have been taken.
Oh, interesting. Okay, all right. You didn't have Ferris Bueller's Day Off at all?
I didn't realize that was set in the Great Lakes.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess that makes more sense.
It is a great movie, though. I love that one.
All right, well, you get 2 picks now, Tristan. Are you going to pick the Great Lakes? Let us know what you
have. Yeah, I might as well. I can talk openly about the 3 I have, because you guys can't take them anyway.
Exactly.
So 3 I had written down here are The Breakfast Club, The Superior, a John Hughes coming-of-age film, set in the Great Lakes, apparently, Home Alone, and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
The 3 I got here. I don't know which is the best to go with. I think Breakfast is probably the most popular movie, so I feel like it'll be splitting votes if Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So then I can go with Home Alone or Nightmare on Elm Street, but they're probably not as popular.
Tough choice, man.
I'll go with The Breakfast Club. It's my favorite of the three.
All right, well, now that you made your pick, I'll tell you this. Andrew's trying to figure out movies to pick before the podcast, and maybe I'm the one that threw her off. You know, maybe this is on me. But she was like, what about like Home Alone or Breakfast Club? Are those good picks? And I was like, absolutely not, Andrea. It's about people staying inside a building. There's absolutely no representation of the region at all. That building could have been in any state. And I like it. She was like, oh, those were my two picks for Great Lakes. I was like, oh, man, maybe I was throwing Andrea off here with my terrible opinions. Because
I think you were, man. I was just talking the best movies that happened before from this movie. I don't really care what they're about, dude. Like, that's never been a concern.
I know, but, you know, we're talking about region. You know, should represent the region. But, yeah, you know, Breakfast Club and Home Alone, both great movies. But they could literally be in any state and you wouldn't know. So that was my thoughts on that. But great film. Yeah. I do love The Breakfast Club. That's a solid movie. We should watch that again soon, Andrea. That's a classic.
All right, so now I'm going to go to Southwest. I have two, and I think both of these do a pretty good job at showing the area, as Quentin likes to, is concerned with. I think they did better than Twister does. I could be wrong. I got Oppenheimer and Holes are the two I've written down there.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right.
I'm going to go with Oppenheimer. I just feel like it's a lot more popular than Holes, even though, yeah, I do love Holes.
Holes is great. I love the movie.
Yeah, Oppenheimer definitely the more popular movie, but I didn't even have Holes on my list. I wasn't even thinking of it, but Holes is actually a great Southwest pick. It really is. That's a really good pick. As soon as it said that, I was like, holy shit, I wasn't even thinking of that. But yeah, that's actually a really good one. Yeah. Man, I kind of wish I thought of Holes, actually. I actually think that might have been a better representation than Twister. I like Holes.
I think it is.
I'm kind of glad you didn't pick it, you know? Now it's off the board. You know, they're obviously going to pick Oppenheimer now. I didn't mention it, but for the cinematography category, that beat out Lawrence of Arabia. That was one of my wins.
Oh, so, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so clearly Oppenheimer took out what is known as one of the greatest films with cinematography ever in Lawrence of Arabia. So yeah, people love Oppenheimer. People have seen it, so no doubt a good pick just based on that. So I have two left, Southeast and New England. And I'm going to go for New England here. Southeast, I have five picks. And I don't know what I'm going to do yet. So I'm just going to go for New England. And I guess I'll just walk over my three options here, because I feel like they all represent New England pretty well. We have It, which I actually think is a horror film that really represents the area really well. And I think Pennywise works in the environment of a small town, you know, with like the horrors that come with being such a small town. I feel like it kind of plays into the state itself. I have The Departed, of course. Fucking love The Departed. But instead of The Departed, I'm going to go for a different Matt Damon joint. Give me one of my favorite films ever. Give me Good Will Hunting, baby.
I knew
Good Will Hunting was going to be picked in this section.
Yeah, when Andrew was picking, I was a little worried she was going to snake it from me, but she picked Coda.
I thought she was. I was surprised when she went with Coda.
I actually had it highlighted, but then I was like, no, I'm going to go with Coda because it got a lot of buzz, so I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, I think I personally like Coda better. Is
this a podcast all on its own? You think Coda is a better movie than Good Will Hunting?
Okay, you know what? I should probably clarify. I haven't seen Good Will Hunting since I was in grade 8.
So probably about
13 years ago now.
Okay, that's
so cool. It's been a while since I've watched it. So I'll openly admit I need to rewatch before I can have a real solid opinion on it.
I was going to say, I was like, maybe we should start doing like a hot takes podcast and just like
heated discussions. No, I'm not willing to.
I would actually love to have a discussion on if Coda is better than Good Will Hunting. I think that's interesting. But okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I love Coda. And I remember liking Good Will Hunting, but you know. I haven't rewatched it for a reason, because it didn't really stick with me.
All right. Well, Andrew, you get two picks now, and you only have two movies... Or, sorry, you only have two regions left. You have Plains and the Mideast.
Yep. All right. So, I'm going to go for the Mideast. I'm obviously going to pick a movie that is filmed out of New York, and I really love it because it's very, like, time-based, like, every 10 years. So I'm going to go in When Harry Met Sally. They do a lot of big scenes with like the environment there and whatnot. So like they do the big like New York ball dropping and whatnot. So pretty cool. I mean, I don't know if everyone else will like it, but I wanted to put it on there because I love that movie.
If there's going to be a movie that represents, like, if we're ever going to do a season draft, and I guess there's only 4 seasons, so we never would. But When Harry Met Sally is, like, the perfect fall movie. Like, it really does give that fall vibe, you know? I don't know if it gives that much of a Mideast vibe, but it definitely is about, like, the atmosphere around it. So I would say that's a good pick.
I've never seen it.
It's cute.
Yeah. I like it. All right, and then my last movie, I know you guys are all on your edge of the seat to see like if I'll pick Nomadland or not. Like I really want to, but like I want to have a fighting chance too. And out of the three performances, Nomadland is definitely her weakest,
It's
I
the
would
weakest for
say.
sure.
Yeah, it is. I know it's not based on performance, but like I don't know, I feel like still people will still kind of factor that in. So instead, I'm gonna go with Gone Girl. Think it has a
In
fighting chance.
Nomadland, I think for sure the weakest of the three Fargo billboards for Nomadland. So I
Yeah.
think it's a good call. I'm not going with that one.
Yeah.
I personally never like Gone Girl, but I know a lot of other people do, so.
Yeah. It's I don't know, sometimes I kind of look at what Letterboxd says too, so I don't know. I kind of look at that sometimes, so we'll see.
I'm
Might
sure it's
not
popular
work.
on there. I know overall Gone Girl is really popular.
Yeah, it's popular. I like Gone Girl.
It's good.
I don't like it more than the other two movies that's competing in this region. However, it's probably been the most watched. You know, I feel like a lot of people have actually seen Gone Girl.
Yeah.
In all fairness, this is a pretty stacked region. These are three solid movies. They're,
That's
you
what I'm
know.
saying. Planes is huge.
Well, I just realized when I did Planes, I didn't look at Missouri, and that's where I'm freaking finding them all at. I did every other freaking state in that region but Missouri. I just missed it somehow.
Yeah, Missouri probably has the most movies set in of that
Yeah.
region. The three movies I'd written down are Fargo, Mighty Ducks. I also had The Founder, was sort of my other backup one there that I didn't use.
Oh my gosh,
I
I
like that
actually
one.
just watched The Founder.
I've never seen it.
It's great.
That movie's not good.
What? I like it. I like it a lot.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was gonna be like really well done. It was more like just like a more just like a by the basics biopic of like a similar story of Social Network just told by an uninteresting director. I feel like it was in better hands with someone. It could have been like it's an incredible story. I just feel like it could have been in the same league as Social Network, but it was just handled in such a bland
Yeah, I mean,
way.
if you're right, if you're compared to the Social Network, it's not on the same level as Social Network.
Well, yeah,
You
obviously it's not. But yeah, I
know.
just feel
Yeah,
like
I
it
never
was
would have made
just,
that claim, but I always liked it.
yeah. I feel like it was handled really poorly. I feel like if it was in the hands of a really good director, we could have been talking about like an all-timer. It's fine. Like, I think I gave it a 2.5, maybe a 3 out of 5. Like, I didn't hate it, but you know, I was a little disappointed. I thought it could have been a lot stronger. Mighty Ducks would have been a good pick, though. I feel like that represents the Plains. Same with the Wizard of Oz. You're slipping on a classic, Andrea, you know? Plains was a solid
I
group.
don't think I had a
Actually,
chance.
Wizard of Oz might have been a good pick there. Wizard of
Yeah.
Oz.
Are you kidding me? Kansas, like, it's a representation of Kansas, and I know most of the movie isn't in Kansas, but it's continuing the theme of life in
That and the
Kansas and
line,
no
"We're
place
not
like
in Kansas
home, and you
anymore."
know. Yeah.
Probably one of the most quoted lines from any movie.
Of course, yeah. Huge. Yeah, honestly, maybe I should have picked that instead of Three Billboards, but you know, that one has an actual state in the title, so you kind of have to pick it. All right, my last pick here, Southeast. And since everyone's done, I'm going to go through my picks here. I'm not going to pick Florida Project, even though Florida is in the title. I don't think I'm going to pick Princess and the Frog, although that is a good one. And I don't think I'm going to pick Barb and Star, because no one's seen it but
Oh,
us, and no one can
too
appreciate a
bad. That
masterpiece.
movie's legendary.
That
The
movie's
movie's incredible.
iconic. So I'm between two. I'm between. Yeah, actually, I'm not between two. To Kill a Mockingbird is really good, and it does really represent part of the Southeast. But when you think of the Southeast, you're not thinking of like the smaller towns and the little villages and the injustice of black people, like To Kill a Mockingbird is addressing. You're thinking of chaos, you know, you're thinking of Florida, you're thinking of cocaine, you know, you're thinking of fucking people getting pumped up and you know, drugs and killings, and you're like, Southeast is fucking crazy, man. And give me one of the craziest films of all time that represents Southeast to the best. Give me Scarface, baby.
Scarface.
I have that on my list.
Hell yeah,
I didn't. I had My Cousin Vinny on my list, though. That's
My Cousin Vinny.
I also did have that one at the beginning, and then I cut it because I realized I had too many from the Southeast. But I did have that somewhere there. That's a good one. All right, so Tristan is ending the draft here with Rocky Mountains. Ending on a bit of a whimper here, Trist.
Yeah, I think the Rocky Mountains might be the single weakest of all of them. This is the Plains. Rocky Mountains pretty bad.
What do you mean the Plains? We just went over how incredible the Plains category is.
No, we have three good picks from there, but there's only like four movies in that area total. So we got most of them.
How dare you? The disrespect.
For Rocky, okay, so I do have like a series, like I have The Revenant, right, which is still up for grabs. Or I could go with Dumb and Dumber.
I had neither of those. I mean, what's this guy talking about?
You clearly don't know what you're doing.
For what?
Rocky Mountains, he has Dumb and Dumber.
That was one that I kept seeing a lot of. It really is.
Well, that's one. That's like a road trip movie, right? Their goal is to get to Colorado, which is in the Rocky Mountains.
Yep.
And so it's going up against Brokeback Mountain and Arrival. Could The Revenant beat Brokeback Mountain and Arrival? I don't know.
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no? All right, I'll just go Dumb and Dumber then.
Heck yeah.
Man, my second pick for this category, which to be fair is quite a big league behind Brokeback Mountain, was Field of Dreams. Did nobody have that one?
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, I was going on a good movie. I saw that, but yeah, no, exactly. I saw that, and I like that movie, but you're like, that movie fucking sucks, Andrea.
Yeah, the movie sucks, so but it represents the mountain, the Rocky Mountains pretty well.
People are going to go if it sucks or not, so I didn't pick
Field of Dreams, that is the If You Build It, He Will Come movie, right?
Yes,
that
one? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that movie sucks. That's not
I know, it's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
But I feel like it actually is a good representation of the state, you know? I feel like it's a pretty good pick for the region.
Dumb and Dumber now. It's like 30 years old.
I've seen it, yeah.
You're also into movies.
It's about baseball, you know?
I think it's different.
Yeah. Baseball, that's like an all-American sport. That's literally America. That movie's American as American as it comes. I'm not, but that movie is. Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
Heck, even the most recent Oscar ceremony, we had our boy John Mulaney fucking go on a rant about it.
But guys, I'm looking at my list here, and I think you guys are screwed here. With Oppenheimer, Fargo, Breakfast Club, Godfather, Truman Show, Shawshank Redemption, I got hitters all the way across the board.
Tristan's got the best movies, but I got the best to represent the regions, all right?
You're thinking too hard. People are going to look at the three posters, hit the button of the movie of their favorite movie, and you know what? It's going to be mine.
Yeah, I'm not picking it to win it. I am picking for what I believe in, and I believe I represented the Civil War draft the best. You know, I represented each region, and that's all that matters.
Look, I didn't get points on the board here. I've only won two so far. All right.
Although I still think Tristan has even just my conditions alone of like representing the regions, like La La Land and Fargo are some of the best representations of those regions. Like he has
and Oppenheimer and Godfather did a good job too.
Yeah, I agree. But I feel like they have, like, I feel like, you know, maybe it's because I picked him, but I feel like Rocky and Twister represent the regions pretty well too for those categories. So I think you might, you know, might have some competition.
I was just for Southwest of the three picks. I think No Country for Old Men probably best job.
Yeah, No Country for Old Men. I don't know how I didn't have that pick. That is really good. And Ferris Bueller's Day Off is an auto win in my book, so that represents the best. So, you know, I feel like it's could be some tough picks here, you know? I feel like it's kind of up in the air. How do you feel, Andrew?
I don't feel good. I feel like I did really bad this draft. So, we'll see.
You should pick good at Will Hunting over Coda. That was your slip.
Yeah, that was a slip.
That was your only mistake. Other than that, I think you killed it.
Yeah. Overall, you have a pretty strong list there.
Yeah, Tristan's is looking pretty good, Paris, though, you know?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off is probably a lock, and I think Honest No Country for Old Men might be as well. I don't think Twister has a chance in hell winning that one. But, Arrival, actually, I think Arrival is another one that's probably going to win. I think Arrival and a...
You think Arrival is beating Brokeback Mountain? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone actually have seen or liked Brokeback Mountain. I've never seen it. Yeah. I think it's a movie that a lot of people have heard of, but very few have actually seen. And I don't think anyone's going to vote for it because of that.
But if you are a voter and you look at the question, which movie represents Rocky Mountains the best?
I was just about to say that.
You and then you look down at the list and it says Brokeback Mountain. It has the word mountain in the title.
Like, if Arrival had a mountain in the title or there's a mountain on the poster, and you would have this on lock.
Yeah, if it was called Arrival to the Mountain or something, boom. Or if she picked like a Race to Witch Mountain, boom, instant win.
Well, once again, they sound to be good movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Race to Witch Mountain, oh my god.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
I think me and Gordon were two of the only 10 people to see that movie in theater.
No, I think like at least 30 people saw it.
Yeah, probably.
I think
that's a few. Our mom was there with us too, so we were at least a third of the people who've seen it.
Hell yeah, brother. All right, that is everything for the Civil War draft. We'll see if Tristan can get two wins in a row here, break the cold streak, and see if 2024 really is his year. And until next time, have a great day, guys.
Bye.